lives are on the line because of a ransomware attack on South Africa's health laboratory service. Chris Bateman, a former long-standing news editor of the South African Medical Journal and a contributor to Health E News, has all the details. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Nice to be chatting to you again.
Absolutely. It's been decades. Let's start at the beginning, Chris. When was the attack launched, Chris?
Chris, last Saturday, I think in the morning, I'm not quite sure how they detected it, but there was a link provided to talk to the ransomware hackers. And basically a terabyte or two, I'm not sure which, was taken down, which basically crippled the National Health Laboratory Service computer system. Now, that has huge implications for blood analysis nationally in the public sector.
I was just going to ask you, what are the wide-ranging fallouts from this attack?
I'm not a clinician, but I've been around them for decades. And what I do know is that, you know, and most people know as well, is that blood tests are critical for diagnosis and treatment of people. And, you know, ranging from you can think of anything, cancer, TB, HIV, AIDS, antibiotics, scans, checking bloods before operations to check to assess the risk, across specialities. Blood analysis is a crucial tool in manually. So it is kit.
Chris, do we have any idea who is behind this attack?
What I know is that they call themselves Black Suit, and I wrote one story for Health E News, just giving some of the disaffection of the poor doctors who are already under severe pressure in a dysfunctional public sector system. This has really made their lives a heck of a lot more difficult. And the hackers somehow managed to get hold of me. Well, I don't know if it was them per se, but let's just say what happened. I got a call from a guy who called himself, he had a very thick Eastern European accent. And I said to him, he was rambling on, carrying on. And I said, listen, you got to slow down, speak slowly so I can understand you. And you've got to tell me where you fit into the mix. Because I thought he was an angry doctor or a surgeon or whatever, because I had a lot of those calls. And eventually he said, I'm the middleman between the black suit hackers and the NHLS. And he said, you tell the NHLS that they must talk to us, they mustn't be childish. We can fix this in a couple of hours. We can restore everything, revoke it back, or we can take off another terabyte. But, you know, they want to fix this. They've already delayed a week. Just talk to us. So I conveyed that to the CEO of the NHLS, Professor Kaleka Mlisana.
Well, what do the hackers want?
I don't know. This is the thing. They're wanting to make contact. That's their first demand. And once they've made contact, it'll then become clear what they're actually after. And this is not just a South African phenomenon. There are reports of it. Melisana tells me that most countries outside of Russia, which makes them suspect that it's Russian hackers, have been affected to some degree. The NHLS, the National Health System in the UK, has apparently been similarly affected around about the same time. They're talking about it a bit in the US, and there's some talk of it happening in the motor industry as well. So it seems to be a global phenomenon, certainly as indicated by this Eastern European accent that appeared on my phone.
So what efforts are now being made by the Department of Health to deal with this crisis?
The Department of Health are kind of coming up to speed slowly, relatively slowly. The NHLS are grouping all the emergency blood tests together, and so it has to be done manually. And the tertiary hospitals have laboratories, there's six of them, but, you know, God help the district hospitals and the outlying clinics. But the doctors have to wait. You know, normally you can get an electronic test in a couple of hours, 6 hours or 9 hours. A manual test, if you're lucky, is 24 hours and sometimes 20 times longer than electronic. So they uitgelewe, to use a good South African term, to these hackers in terms of where critical diagnosis and treatment is required.
How long do you think it's going to take?
No, I was just saying that to answer your question more specifically, that what's happened is there is a system called the Patient Information System, Single Patient Information System, which is a bit dated, but does work. And on that, you can aggregate a single patient's, all their data that's been recorded previously, and you can access that as a doctor. And so they can look at previous blood tests to give them a trend of an individual patient. And that's been activated in the Free State, KwaZulu-Natal, and the Western Cape. And Free State is piggybacking on Gauteng. So in those, at least some of the provinces, the main ones, there is a backup system. But it's the system is debilitated. I mean, you know, they are using second-string technology. They're using manual testing. There is no electronic testing available, and there won't be for 3 weeks, according to Mlisana, who says that her people are working flat out, and they've got a very good leadership of the NHLS. They're a good outfit, but they're working flat out to try and aggregate the urgent tests so that they can phone out the results and so on. But it's really the system itself is crippled. Would not be putting too fine a point on it.
So how long is it likely to take to restore the computer system?
The IT, well, this is reported to be by the CEO, Lusana Professor. The IT guys have told her, because they tried to build in more sophisticated, updated, whatever, security anti-hack wear, it's going to take 3 weeks. She says that by this week, they were hoping to get some kind of operability, but it's nothing like what it was. But 3 weeks is you know, if you're going to tell your doctors and your patients out there, 3 weeks is probably the what they're expecting it to take now.
Now, how many blood tests will not have been processed during a period of 3 weeks?
I worked it backwards. I asked her how many tests they do per year, and it was 110 to 100 million, 111 million. So divide that by weeks. So we're talking 3 weeks, and it's about 6.3 million tests that will not get done.
Meanwhile, Chris, what scenes are playing out in hospitals and clinics at the moment? You have been getting calls from doctors and medical personnel.
You know, I'm getting different. You know, you get emotional if you're invested in diagnosing and treating a patient. And I'm getting, you know, I'm saying, so take it with a pinch of salt. But I mean, doctors, one guy said he's incandescent with rage. The other guy said that this is a unmitigated disaster. Obviously, these guys are emotional, but and everybody's trying to work together to find a solution. So it's not going to help to point fingers at one another. But I'll give you one example, canary in the coal mine, perhaps. A 12-year-old girl at Krutaskur, they haven't diagnosed her, but she's dying, and she's really in trouble. She's in high care, and they're trying to find out what's wrong with her, and they can't. And these are highly skilled, you know, world-class clinicians, cannot find out what's wrong with her without a blood test. So, you know, it's touch and go there, and that's going to be repeated across the country. The tertiary hospitals have internal laboratories on site. However, they're also linked to the National Health Laboratory System, the electronic one. And so they can only do it manually. So whereas it would take 6 hours or so to get a test done and then you can start treating, now it's 24 hours or longer because it's all done on paper. So we're back to, you know, two decades back in terms of everything being processed by paper. Doctors going down, shuffling through the printouts, trying to find out what's going on, or phoning through by phone and saying, you are number 3,000 in the queue, please be patient. So that's what the situation is looking like. But just to paint the picture, you know, whether it's CT scans where you require, you know, radiology where you require contrast medium and you have to have a blood test before to make sure there are going to be no contraindications, whether it's TB, HIV, antibiotics, operations, before an operation, you have to have your blood checked to check that your liver and your kidney is okay, that you're going to be able to handle the anesthetic. You know, it's impacting across disciplines. You know, as I said before, you know, blood testing and analysis is a crucial tool in a doctor's kit.
Well, Chris, you have already been told that there are people dying, but obviously it will take many months for the true impact on human lives to become apparent.
I think so. As in COVID, you know, we had the lockdown, I think nobody realized, they were sort of flying blind, what the long-term impacts of that were. People couldn't get to clinics, couldn't take their medication. You know, some people were very sick. People were scared to travel, to go out. And now we're only realizing the true impact of what that lockdown cost us in lives and aggravated illness. So it's going to take a long while for this to be quantified and to see what impact it had.
Meanwhile, what advice do you have for people who need to go to clinics and hospitals?
Sure. Just go get it done. You know, it's just going to take longer for your blood tests results to come back because it's being done manually. Of course, we're talking about the public sector here, you know, which is 70-80% of our population. The private sector, unaffected, they've got their different systems, which are operating quite efficiently. So if you've got a medical aid card, you're generally okay.
Well, can't the private sector step in?
Well, as I said, during COVID, remember, they helped out a lot with testing and pharmacies and stuff. And the same thing is being, they're going for that here. Lesina says that they're in early talks with private labs. But remember, their systems, computer systems are different. And then they've got to negotiate a contract. You know, how many million are they going to do for how much? But there is, I think, if I was to give any message, it's there is some urgency here, which I don't think maybe the general public are aware of in terms of solving or addressing this until they get it back up again.
Well, thank you. That was Chris Bateman speaking to BizNews about the devastating effect of a ransomware attack on South Africa's health laboratory service. Thank you so much, Chris.
You're very welcome, Chris.